Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for April 28th, 2015 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Commissioner Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Lloyd Roberts.
Here.
Also present, Henry Impenio from the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item is item AA, public comments. I see there's no one in the audience to make comments. Our next item is item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions today.
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar, I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A4 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? No, I would ask for that motion.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A5, a request by the Deputy General Manager, Water Department, to approve revised testing standards for energy conservation technician. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to the revised testing standards for energy conservation technician to civil service application review, civil service supplemental application review, written exam, performance typing exam, and civil service oral board, if I can have that motion. A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A6, correspondence. Do we have correspondence today?
We do. We have a letter which was included in your packet from Reverend Leonard DePascal from the Parish Administrator of St. Bernardine Church, thanking the board for their donation to the Let San Bernardino Live Fund. On behalf of our former commissioner, Josephine Lorraine Ocampo.
That was a very nice letter.
Yes.
It was very thoughtful.
And it was very nice of everybody on the board to recognize Lorraine. She was a wonderful person. Sorry to see she's gone. I would ask for a motion that the letter from Reverend Leonard DePascal, Parish Administrator, St. Bernardine's Church, pertaining to the donations to the Let St. Bernardine Live Fund made by the members of the Civil Service of Board of Commissioners in memory of Commissioner Josephine Lorraine Ocampo be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next, we have item A7, a monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
In your packets, you have a summary for the month of March, but just briefly to give you an update, we did submit the proposed budget for fiscal year 2015-16 to the Office of the City Manager for review. During the month, we had 14 eligibility lists that were issued certifying 302 candidates, which included eligibility lists for the Office of the City Manager, Community Development, Parks, Recreation, the Police Department, Public Works, and the Water Department. At the month end, we had 23 recruitments that remained in progress. Were there any questions about what's been going on in the department or concerns you may have?
Commissioner Alexander?
Yeah, I just would like to make a comment and commend staff. An average of 10 days in the department is fantastic. Years ago, it would be a month or two.
Absolutely.
When the request would get before they could get out of the department. So you're to be commended. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Really, all the credit goes to Letty and Treasurer and Kelly, so I appreciate you, and I will pass that on.
Other question.
Yeah.
On the eligibility list, these are new lists now. They start as of this month and run for what, a year?
It depends. If they're a promotional candidate, they would be eligible for a two-year period. If it's a full-time position, open candidate from outside of the city of San Bernardino, it would be good for 1 year.
1 year.
And then our part-time lists, those are established for a period of 6 months with the option of requesting an extension.
Okay.
And then I should also note that I do have a meeting with the mayor's new chief of staff this evening at 5 to discuss the vacancies on the board. So hopefully we'll start moving forward. We'd received at least one application for consideration, and hopefully we'll have some feedback from the mayor's office soon.
Really glad to hear that.
Is the chief of staff the same person as the publicity person that they just brought on?
No, two different people. Chief of staff was working in the office of the city manager as an analyst too, and was promoted over into the mayor's office. And then it's somebody from outside of the city that was selected to be the communications manager within the city manager's office.
All right, I would ask for a motion that the activity report for March 2015 and the personal action summary reports for April 20th, 2015 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is closed session. I would ask for a motion that the Civil Service Board recess to closed session for the following: personnel, pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, in the matter of Appellant P1502-1. If I can have that motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We're going to close session at this time.
All right. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've just returned from item A8, closed session, concerning the personnel matter pursuant to Government Code Section 54957 in the matter of Appellant P1502-1. And our counsel, Mr. Impino, would like to make a statement concerning that.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. And for the record, the Civil Service Board has not taken any action in closed session in relation to this matter, and it will be on the agenda for closed session at the next regular meeting of the Civil Service Board on May 12th.
With that, we'll move on to item A9, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of May 12th, 2015. If I can have that motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.